Hey y'all, welcome back to the Empowering the Future of Agriculture podcast with me, Carson Osteen. Today, it is January 6th, 2025, and, well, about a year ago, I randomly got this idea that I was going to join a little group and, well, not a little group at all, but I was going to join in and create a agricultural advocacy account. And, you know, thinking back to it right now, that was an idea. To say the least, that idea completely changed my life in so many ways. I was sitting down at my computer, and I was sitting there like, okay, what would the right thing be for me to do? What should I do? What should I cover? What should I, you know? And, you know, I sat there for a while. I sat, and I thought, and I was like, okay, well, there's so many people out here. You have Miracle, Layla was big at the time, still is. All their content was just awesome, and I wanted to do it. Not, you know, I wasn't going to be able to do it as good as them. I wasn't going to be able to reach the same amount of people as they do, but I was still going to try. So there it was born. Ag with Carson came about that night, January 6th, 2024. That night, I created the account that ultimately would change my life. Since then, I have posted, I would like to say regularly, but I know I'm lying when I say regularly. I have posted as much as I can, as much as I try, regarding agriculture, FFA, everything. And, you know, that account has grown me as a person, me as an advocate, me as an agriculturalist. Overall, it has helped me a lot. I think it's over 200 something followers. It's not like a big deal, but you know, that account started, eventually stuff started to stem off of that. And you know, with today being the 1 year anniversary or whatever, I sat and I wondered, I was like, okay, so what do I do for that 1 year anniversary? And I'm like, you know, you got people that are giving away stuff, doing this, doing that, but I think, well, obviously it'll be up and announced by then, but I'm pretty sure that I will be expanding to YouTube on that 1 year anniversary. I plan to launch a YouTube channel, titled Ag with Carson. All the podcast episodes will be available over there, and other stuff. Stay tuned for what that other stuff may be. It will be exciting, to say the least. So, with that being said, the 1 year anniversary is today. I'm excited. I never thought in my wildest dreams that that silly little create account button that I pressed that night would ultimately get me to where I am. So, yeah, I think that's enough time being sentimental. We're going to kind of shift focuses. So, I've been a busy little duckling, I guess you could say, to say the least, lately. There has been so much going on with FFA, and, you know, it's exciting, to say the least. I love being busy. I love being able to, you know, do all these things and, you know, excel. Not excel. That's a touchy subject right now. But there's so many things that I'm excited about. Currently, I'm recording this episode on January 2nd, so I'm a little bit ahead of time. You know, the 6th is a few days away. But the 11th of January is pretty exciting for not only me, but probably about 40 to 50 other members of Tennessee FFA across the state. So, Middle Tennessee State University is holding their regional and state officer prep courses, and I don't know if you know anything about me or anything like of that nature, but I am running for regional office in West Tennessee this upcoming spring. Interviews are April 10th, counting down to the minute, pretty much. I'm excited, to say the least. And the first prep course is Saturday, the 11th. So that's one thing that I'm really excited about. You know, getting to see everybody again, getting to grow as a regional officer candidate, as a person, just being able to grow as a whole will be exciting for not only me, but the potential region I might get to serve in the spring and or in the next year. You know, it's crazy. 2025 hitting, it was like, oh, reality check. Here we go. We got all these things coming up. And it is exactly that. I mean, the whole entire month of January is slam packed for me. Like every single day, I think there's something going on. And I'm not complaining by one bit. I love being busy. It's like my second nature. I love being busy. You know, just sitting and doing nothing just bothers me. So I have to get up and, you know, do something, whether it be, you know, start or continue rather working on my agri-science fair project or doing an extemp speech in the middle of nowhere. Like, I love being busy. But yeah, so what else? Oh, so regional office, that stuff is all coming up. You know, it's exciting to see who the next six are, who the next six will be to lead West Tennessee, and not only West Tennessee, but Middle and East as well. I'm really excited to see what goes on, especially in Middle, because I have a few friends that are running over there in Middle, and I'm really excited to see them excel and shine, and yeah. What else? Oh, state office, that's exciting too. You know, the next eight state officers will be named on March 26th, I believe. It's either the 26th or the 27th. I feel like it's the 27th now. I think it's the 26th. Let me double check, because I don't want to get, you know, like, told off. It's the 26th of March, yeah. So the next eight state officers will be named on March 26th, 2025. And, you know, to say the least, I'm excited about that. I'm not excited that the eight now are going to have to retire, because every single one of them have left an impact on me in probably a way that I couldn't even explain. Every single one of them has just impacted me in so many different ways, in their own ways. And it's going to be really, really sad sitting the retiring addresses, because I mean, I've had four of them on this podcast. Y'all know that we've had T. Wayne, Sarah, Paige, and Emily. I'm going to try to reach out and see if we can get at least one or two more before their term or year of service rather ends as state officers. But it's really, really, really sad to see that they are going to be retiring in a few months. You know, I can't even put it into words. It's sad. But with all the sad stuff, I mean, that morning will be a train wreck. March 26th. If y'all see me, no, you did not. Every single year, the part where they're installing the new officers and they're retiring, like doing the old, you know, the installation, the passing of the torch, I guess you could say. That part always gets me. And then when Mr. Inman gets up there and talks about the state officer team, like, it just, like, knife to the heart, I think that's a saying. I don't really know. But, yeah, it's exciting because there's a good chunk of people that I'm really great friends with that are running in the spring for state office. And, you know, that alone is one thing that I'm really excited to see, because I know there's so many people that have put so much work into it, and it's exciting to see who's going to represent West Tennessee, who's going to represent Middle, who's going to represent East, who's going to be on that team as a whole. And yeah, so that's exciting. What else is going on? Oh, there's, we got a few prep courses coming up, actually. So the 18th, I will be headed to Tennessee Technological University, TTU, Tennessee Tech, for their prep course. That one's going to be really exciting. I've always heard great things about the TTU prep course. Plus, get to see some great people again. Get to talk with some state officers, a bunch of regional and state officer candidates. All of that. Really excited about that. Then January 24th, which is the one that I'm arguably super duper excited for. Going to UT Knox for the Knoxville Regional and State Officer Prep Course. That one I've heard is always a great one. And, you know, words can't even express how excited I am to go to Knoxville again. Like that little town, not little, that town is not little. But that town of, like, you know, whenever I went up there in November for a football game, it just completely, like, took me off my feet and, like, made me fall in love with the town. So UTK 2030, I guess. It's going to be exciting going and seeing Herbert, the College of Agriculture, and getting to meet with so many greats, probably like Keith Carver, all them. Hopefully all them will be there. But it'll be so exciting to get to, you know, do all that. So I'll have to keep y'all updated because these prep courses are going to be exciting. I know I mentioned earlier to one of my friends, Sophia, that we need to vlog every single one of them. And, you know, there's a YouTube channel coming up for a reason. I might have to, you know, just vlog them. But we will see how that goes because I have a very bad tendency of trying to do that stuff, trying to vlog, trying to record stuff. And then I just don't. so I'll have to keep myself accountable, but yeah. So I think February 15th is also another prep course, which is for the Tennessee FFA alumni. I heard really great things about that one last year, so of course I'm excited for this year's. And then February 17th, I'm going to be going to Tennessee Farm Bureau for their prep course. And Farm Bureau is probably right there with UT Knox. I'm so excited to go and meet with so many industry professionals and so many people at Farm Bureau because, quite honestly, there's so many things that I lack knowledge-wise with Farm Bureau and with agriculture as a whole, like within Farm Bureau. And, you know, it's never been something I've just flat-out admitted, but it is the truth. You know, there's so many policies that I just don't know, and I got told about that last year whenever I was running for regional office. They were like, you need to know your policies, and I'm like, yeah, I probably do, but I don't know where to start sometimes. So, that's something that I'm going to be, really excited about. Then I believe we actually have a good bit of a hiatus until, the UT Martin win, which I think is March 15th. I might be wrong, but I think so. And UT Martin is, you know, like my second choice of college. And I went to the UT Martin prep course last year where I got to meet so many great people. Did I meet them? Not really, but I was there. I was the little shy, secluded to himself kind of guy. I had the chance to meet so many great people and I just fumbled the bag. But Dr. Bird always keeps it fun up there. I did have the chance to talk with, current state president and current state secretary at the time, Ella Hasty and Gracie, Plemons respectively. But it just wasn't, I was scared and to say the least, I was scared. You know, there were people there that I knew and everything. Like I heard of a few of them. Like I heard of T. Wayne, I knew who Sarah was and Ty Jones and all them because of West Tennessee. But overall, I had no clue who anybody was. I remember Dr. Bird picking at, I think, Lucy Beth about something. And I was like, yeah, okay, cool. That's okay. Now I know her. You get the point. But yeah, it's so exciting to go through these prep courses, which I did just go to one last year, but okay. But it's so exciting to go through these prep courses and then see your friends get elected to their offices and see them live out their dreams. And, you know, especially last year, because, you know, by the time that I did do regional, interviews, I had an idea who a few people were. I had an idea who, I'm blanking now. You know, for West Tennessee, I knew who Abby was, Abby Woodward. I knew Raquel because Bolivar Central is like, you know, they're close with Haywood. So I knew Raquel. Well, I didn't know her, but I knew of her. And of course, Lucy Beth. But, you know, overall, I was like, yeah, I've seen this one. I've seen him around. I've seen her around. And I'm like, yeah, they do really, really good at everything. You get the point. I'm like, yeah, they do really good at stuff. And it'll be so exciting to see them be elected. You know, the whole time I'm sitting here up for election, too. But at the end of the night, I did not get called, but that's okay. Because the funniest thing happened right after I didn't get selected. I looked at my advisor. I gave her the look. If y'all know the look, you know the look. And I was just disappointed. I mean, I was dumbfounded. You know, I didn't deserve a position last year. That is one of the most come to Jesus things I've ever realized. But I did not deserve a position. I did not deserve to serve on the 2024-2025 West Tennessee Regional Officer Team. And that's fine with me because I feel like that walking into that I held my head a little too high. I felt too good about stuff. I felt like I, you know, was going to go in and I was going to absolutely be the best person there, and I was about to be named regional president or something. Like, my hopes were too dang high. But I got checked, I guess you could say. I got put back into my place. You know, walking back to the room, I did great on that quiz. I will die on that hill. But just overall, I mean, I just didn't put my best self out there. The interview is what killed me. I still believe that. But, you know, it's something, because that right after that, I'm walking out the door and I'm kind of like holding my head down and I'm like, please, nobody come talk to me. Nobody please come talk to me. Because, you know, at this point it was the waterworks. I mean, everybody in that room was crying. If you got selected, if you did not get selected, you were crying. I mean, everybody in that room had some kind of tear rolling down their face. And, you know, it was, I don't know, humbling, I guess. I got humbled. And, you know, so Layla Adams came up to me first and she was like, hey, I'm really, really proud of you. And she was just talking about how, she was proud of me. And of course that helped a lot, because quite honestly, I don't even know how to describe it. I didn't want to be in there no more. I didn't want to be in it. I just wanted to go home. And, you know, I was just, like I said, I was just ready to leave. Like, I wanted to run out them doors and never be seen again, honestly. No, that is a big lie, because I wanted to run out them doors because I was actually going on a trip the night after. Like, a few hours, or like an hour or so after I lost regional office, I was literally in a car headed to St. Louis. But that's just me. So, what else? Oh, and I'm still walking out the door, and I'm kind of getting towards the door, and then Sarah Alt runs, well, not runs, but comes up to me, and she's like, hey, I just want you to know that I'm sure you did really good. I'm really proud of you. And, you know, she guided me through the little week I had, because I decided that I was going to run on the last day of state convention. I'm back there on the bus, and I'm filling out the paperwork and everything, and I'm like, and then I run up to my advisor, and I'm like, hey, I'm a regional officer candidate. I'm going to need you to go to interviews with me next week. And she was like, Carson, why did you just now decide? And I'm like, oh, I don't know, but I registered already, so we're in it, I guess. And, you know, that kind of just, that puts me in that reality check that maybe I didn't deserve it. So little ambitious Carson got put in his place, and I'm so grateful for that, because, you know, April 10th will be a fun day, to say the least. I'm going to go in there way less stressed. I know what to expect. I don't know what to expect exactly, but I have an idea of what I'm going to get thrown at me. And I have an idea of how to take it. That is one of the biggest things. I have an idea of how to take everything that gets thrown at me. So, what else do we got coming up? So prep courses, like I said, they're exciting. I'm going to try my best to do whatever coverage I can possible on those. But we're going to hold my horses because I'm not 100% sure where that'll end up going. That's the end of January. Speaking competitions start this month. Oh boy, speaking competitions start this month. My proficiency is due. I really don't know when that thing's due. I'm just going to try to hurry up and get it done. Agri-Science Fair, that's it. I'm pretty sure I probably said this, but I'm competing in Division 5 of Animal Systems, and I'm going to be doing a project on poultry animals, all my poor chickens out there. I have gotten about 35 eggs in 2 weeks. I'm so dang proud of these chickens, because they just started laying about 2 weeks ago. Or if you want to be, like, funny about it, I've gotten about 30 in about about a year, you know, since, you know, 2024 they started laying is 2025. You get the point. So I've got a bunch of information that I've been collecting over the past few months, and I'm really excited and need a little bit of a, I don't know what the word is, push to hurry up and get this done, because I'm procrastinating the worst on this agri-science fair, and I've missed about three due dates, so We're gonna get working on that as soon as I finish this episode. What else is going on? So I will be receiving my state degree on March 25th, 2025. That is exciting. I'm so excited to have that state degree chain hanging by my side. Funny thing is, it's already in my inside jacket pocket. I bought it at Nationals, and I just, you know, it's hanging in there. What else is there going on? Tennessee Governor School for the Agricultural Sciences. That's another exciting thing. That application was submitted about a month ago at this point. I really don't know when they're going to select. I'm thinking around March is what they said. So we got to hold my horses a little bit because, once again, little Carson is a little bit, I don't know what the word is, but a little bit, Jesus, I cannot think, not patient. There it is. But we'll see how that ends up going. All right. So actually, I think I'm going to end up with this at the end of the episode. I'm trying to put my phone somewhere so I can get this notebook. Okay, so I have a bunch of episodes that are coming up, and I kind of wanted to share a little bit about them. So January 13th, I'll be releasing an episode with Ann Thomas Lowry from the Dyersburg FFA chapter. It's really going to be an exciting episode. Super excited. I think January 20th, I'll be releasing an episode with Samantha Sellers. She runs the Ag Around the World account, and I'm pretty sure is associated with the My FFA Experience account. So that is pretty exciting. On January 27th, I'll be releasing an episode with Meredith Chips. That's going to be a really exciting one. On February 3rd, I'm pretty sure I'll be releasing an episode with Carly Anderson. February 10th, I'm going to be releasing an episode with Eliza Duggan. She is the Idaho FFA state reporter. That's really exciting. And on February 17th, I'll be releasing an episode with Emma O'Neill. And might as well just say it. February 24th, I'll probably be doing an episode on just me so that I can recap everything that had just went on in the month of January and February, because it will be a busy, busy, busy time. And of course, all those episodes are tentative. They can change. They might change. We will see. But I'll keep y'all updated. As always, the episodes will be released on Mondays at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. So that is all that I have for this episode of the Empowering the Future of Agriculture podcast. Thank you guys for listening, and I will see y'all back next week.